makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. A Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie, crime specialists, now engaged by old St. Eustace Griffin to track down and destroy the thing that prowls his decaying mansion in the Los Feliz Hills, Hollywood. Say, you know, one of these days, vitamins are likely to knock war right off the map.
What do you mean?
Well, if a country is strong enough, it's not likely to be invaded, is it?
No.
Well, folks are getting wise to the fact that no country can be really strong until its people are strong. And one thing needed is that they get enough of the right kind of vitamins in their diets. For instance, you need adequate vitamin A for normal eyesight, vitamin D along with calcium and phosphorus for sturdy bones and good teeth. And, of course, the amazing vitamin B complex is essential for all-around good health and stamina.
Say, a guy needs all those vitamins to be well-nourished.
Well, if Uncle Sam has his way about it, we Americans are going to be better-fed men and women. We're learning about nutrition, how to balance our meals, and how to fortify them with extra supplies of essential vitamins. That's why you'll find so many Americans drinking Fleischmann's yeast regularly. It's one of the richest natural sources of vitamin B complex. Drinking Fleischmann's yeast daily is a really pleasant habit to get into. So, how about you're getting into it right now? Here you are, Fleischmann's fresh yeast in tomato juice. Drink it, America. To your health. A Monster in the Mansion, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. Clock at night in the faded elegance of Griffin Mansion, whose grim pile sits on the brow of the Los Feliz Hills, frowning down on Hollywood. Without, the great house weather-stained and sagging with a weary, foreboding droop. Within, the smell of decay, the deep shadows of mourning, and the noiseless writhing of the larva of death. Grandfather St. Eustace called in Jack, Doc, and Reggie to destroy the monster of lust and murder loose in this house. But by 11 o'clock this morning, the slavering fangs had snapped three times. Three times death had struck. Aunt Mary, bound hand and foot, died in her bed with a cat sitting on her chest. And down at the foot of the back stairs lay two more, crumpled and broken. Cousin Jim and Grandfather St. Eustace's secretary and practical nurse, Buck Thornton. Three deaths within the hour. Jack didn't waste a moment. He called the police, and all day they'd been prowling the mansion and questioning the inmates. And now, at 8 o'clock in the evening, the three bodies have been removed to the morgue, and the last of the homicide squad is preparing to depart. Captain Friday is giving his final pronouncement to Jack and Doc, and to old St. Eustace and his granddaughter, Willie.
I'm not in the least convinced that this woman you call Aunt Mary died because there was a cat in the room with her. I don't believe that Buck Thornton and this Cousin Jim person broke their necks falling downstairs while fighting.
But Captain
Friday... The bodies are being held for autopsy. By morning, I'll know whether my surmise is correct.
Did you say autopsy?
I did, Mr. Griffin.
Preposterous.
Well, I'm the one to decide that. Packard.
Yeah?
I'm leaving a man here to help you and your assistants watch this house tonight.
That's all right with us.
Yes, I'm posting him at the head of the second floor stairs, where he'll command a good view of the hallway, both upstairs and down.
He won't try to interfere with our normal activities, I hope.
No.
See here, my man.
Well?
Have you no idea who is responsible for what has occurred?
Well, that remains to be seen. That's all for the present. I'll see you in the morning. Oh, yes, there is one thing. I'm taking Brother Sid with me to the station.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's that?
That's cruel, Captain Friday. The cruelest thing you could do.
Taking Sidney to jail again?
Your brother has a record for violence, Miss Griffin. He's only been out of reform school 2 days, and it's been during those 2 days that violence has broken out in this house.
But if you understood my brother, if you understood that he's only violent when he gets excited. And then his fingers grow rigid and he wants to choke something. That's the only kind of violence he's ever done.
That's plenty. I'm taking Sidney with me.
But see here, my man. See here
well,
now.
There's no use arguing. Even if he's not guilty, a boy with his record is better off safely locked up for the present.
I can go out and say goodbye to him, can't I?
If you like. Sergeant Kramer has him out in the hallway.
Oh, yes, I have to see him.
Okay, Jerry. Stay with her.
Yeah, little old Jerry Booker, the shadow.
Eh? Well, now, perhaps I should see him also.
Oh, what's the use of creating a scene, Mr. Griffin?
Eh?
Captain Friday's right, Mr. Griffin. Let him take him away quietly. He'll be much better off locked up until all this is settled.
You think so, Packard?
Definitely.
Why, sure, Grandpa. And it'll make it a lot easier for Sam.
Yeah, very well. But I must give him a present. All boys like going away presents. Mormo. Where is that man? Mormo.
I've been here, Master.
Mormo, in the lower drawer of my desk over there.
Yes, Master.
Well, go open it. Don't stand there.
My doing, Master.
That's it. Open it. Open it.
Yes, Master.
Yes. Now, do you see a box of sweets in the drawer?
Doing what, Master?
Box of sweets. Box of sweets, chocolates.
This being it, Master?
Yes, of course. Bring it here.
My bringing. Box of sweets, Master.
Thank you, Momo. Captain Friday.
Yes?
Give these to my grandson, Sidney.
Gladly, Mr. Griffin.
Yes, and tell him not to gorge himself.
You'll have to excuse me now. I'll be here in the morning again. Good evening.
Hey, Jack, that Captain Friday thinks that Brother Sid done all this stuff.
It looked like it anyway.
I swear to Grandma he does. And Brother Sid couldn't no more have done all the stuff that's been going on in this house than a jackrabbit.
Doc, I want to ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you think Cousin Jim and Buck Thornton broke their necks falling down the back stairs while fighting?
Well, they was at the bottom of the stairs all tangled up together.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the necks was busted or not, but they was awful bad twisted and they was dead.
Dead all right.
You don't think he died while fighting, falling down the stairs, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not any more than Captain Friday does.
Well, then how do you...
Just as Cousin Louise said, they were murdered.
What's that? Cousin Louise said that?
Yeah. I don't think she knew what she was saying. Just gets pleasure out of saying the word murder.
Well, how was the murder, Jack? You mean somebody pushed them one at a time or both together? That sounds crazy.
Well, I surmise about it when we got Captain Friday's autopsy coming up.
Yeah. Jack, I just thought about something else.
Yeah?
Look, fella. Do you think whoever murdered Buck Thornton and Cousin Jim done all the rest of this dirty work?
Yes, of course.
Well, we've been thinking all the time that Buck Thornton, with his medical knowledge, was the only one who could have cut off Uncle David's right arm.
That's right.
But then it's been somebody else all the time. He never cut off Uncle David's arm or killed Aunt Mary on account of he's a victim himself.
Mormo.
I hear you, Master Jack Beckard.
Hey, Mormo. When we first came here, we heard a story about you. We were told that you were at one time a professor someplace in Asia. Mr. Griffin here rescued you from being stoned to death because your beliefs were too advanced for your students. That true?
That being true.
You were a professor?
That being so.
By any chance, were you a professor of medicine? Well?
My having studied medicine... That being true.
Uh-huh. Surgery?
My having wielded scalpel in surgery.
Well, what you know.
These not being hidden facts, Master Jack Packard. This being free knowledge made known to everyone in Master St. Eustace Griffin's house.
Is that true, Mr. Griffin? Were you aware that Mormo is a doctor of medicine and surgery?
Certainly. Certainly. He's been the only medical man who's attended me in years.
You licensed to practice in California?
My not practicing medicine. My only master's body servant.
Oh, I see. But you realize, Mormo, this makes you a likely suspect.
My being innocent.
Now that Thornton is dead, you're the only known person capable of removing Uncle David's arm and leaving the wound professionally cared for.
My being innocent.
Of course you're innocent, Momo.
Hey, now, you can't say that for sure, Grandpa.
Yes, certainly I can. And I won't have it any other way.
Well, if you can think that after...
Jack, I thought you ought to know. Willie's in a complete collapse.
What's the matter now?
Oh, she just couldn't take any more. Buck Thornton dead and now taking Sid away.
Poor honey.
I took her up to her room and put her to bed.
Well, what are you doing down here?
Well, holy cow, Jack, I thought you ought to know.
I don't want Willie left alone.
Look, I searched every nook and cranny of her apartment, and I locked her door, and I've got the key in my pocket. Now, what's the matter with that?
All right, but I brought you here because I want someone with her every minute.
Sure, now you know I'll go right back up.
Mm. How does she act? Dazed?
No, crying her heart out. Nothing I can do will stop her.
Mm. Okay, go on back.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, little Bo Peep's hanging around the hall out there looking for you.
Who?
Cousin Louise.
Oh. Tell her to come in here.
Snake and all?
Snake and all.
Okay. Hey, Cousin Louise. Yeah, you. Come on in your grandfather's library.
And Momo.
My listening, Master Jack Beckett.
Go out and round up Brother Stoney and bring him here.
My doing, without further delay.
Here's Cousin Louise. I'm going back upstairs.
Well, where you been all day, Cousin Louise?
Oh, I've been around. Did you miss me?
Not much. Where's that there garter snake at?
Around my neck.
I'll be doggone.
He makes a lovely necklace, and he doesn't mind a bit. He'll stay like that as long as I want him to.
Which wouldn't be one split second if it is me.
You're cute. Is Grandfather asleep?
Certainly not. Can't an old man close his eyes?
Sure.
Cousin Louise.
Yes?
Jerry Booker says you've been hanging around out in the hall to see me.
Well, is there any hurt in that?
Why do you want to see me?
Well, Jiminy Cricket, you said the one who brought you the black onyx ring off the third finger of Uncle David's right arm would get $500.
That's right.
Well, didn't I?
Yeah, around the neck of that there reptile.
Well, I brought it, so I get the $500.
Louise, do you know where that right arm is?
Oh, no.
You must know if you took the ring off its finger.
But I didn't. I found it.
Where?
Well, you know that cat that was sitting on Aunt Mary's stomach?
Yeah.
Well, when you opened the door, it ran out and got away.
Yeah, I was asking about the ring.
Well, gee whiz, I'm telling you, aren't I?
Go on.
I'm an awful big girl for my age.
Sure, you're wonderful.
You think so, too, don't you, Doc?
Me? Sure, you're a whopper, but what's that got to do with the cat that sat on Aunt Mary's chest?
Well, I got it in the corner and caught it. And guess what?
What?
The ring was slipped on the cat's tail.
What a lying little snake.
It was, too.
Where's the cat now?
I don't know. It scratched me and got away. Look, you can see for yourself.
Yeah, them cat scratches on her arms, okay.
Cousin Louise, don't you know that a ring wouldn't stay on a cat's tail?
It would if it was tied on.
So you insist the ring was tied on the tail of the cat that was in Aunt Mary's room?
Yes. And you want to know something else?
Yeah, anything you can tell us.
You ought to find out what's in the secret room on the third floor.
Cousin Louise!
And you know why?
Why?
Because lots of times I've seen Mama go in there with cages of mice and with live rabbits and live cats in cages.
Cousin Louise, be quiet!
And once I saw him go in with a long gray rat in a cage. And he never brings them out. Does he, Grandfather?
You're an impossible child.
What do you suppose he does with them?
What do you suppose, Louise?
Well, they never take any roast beef or mashed potatoes in that room. I know that.
Cousin Louise, are you suggesting... Grandpa St. Eustace, what goes here, anyhow?
Louise, you're a wicked, wicked girl.
Yeah, well, never mind that, Mr. Griffin. What I want to know from you is... Here, come in.
You want to see me?
I sent Mama for you, yeah.
What's the matter with your pretty little secretary?
You just keep away from Jerry Booker, sport. You know what's good for
her. I'm not touching her.
What do you mean, what's the matter with her?
She's lying at the foot of the stairs with her head bashed in.
Hey.
Sure. I thought you'd like to know.
Unless Stoney is lying, Jerry Booker, in her job of guarding Willie, has come upon the monster loose in the mansion with tragic results. While we wait for Jack and Doc to get to the foot of the stairs, let's take a minute to talk about Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast. Say, Tom, hand me that glass, will you?